This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programs, click on to dwworld.de.
It's 5 years since Austrian teenager Natascha Kampusch found freedom after being imprisoned in an underground cell for more than 8 years. She had been kidnapped at the age of 10 while on her way to school. Her story made headlines around the world, and her autobiography has been a bestseller. As Kerry Skyring reports from Vienna, the now 23-year-old is still making news.
August 23rd, 2006, the day the world learnt about Natascha Kampusch and her ordeal. At a hastily called press conference, Police Inspector Gerhard Lang described the escape of the girl his force had given up looking for. The fact is, she was vacuuming his car, and the kidnapper, because he was on the telephone, had moved a few meters away from Natascha, and she used this opportunity to flee. Shortly after that flight, her kidnapper, Wolfgang Prieklepil, committed suicide by throwing himself under a train. The facts of the story are well documented, but speculation, rumors, and court cases continue. One of the more persistent rumors is that Prieklepil had an accomplice, and the fact was covered up by police. The speculation flourished, despite Natascha Kampusch repeatedly saying she'd only ever seen Prieklepil during her kidnapping and captivity. A special commission was asked to rule on the allegations. Eventually, Werner Pleischel, Vienna's chief prosecutor, ruled there was no evidence others were involved. According to all that we know, and we don't know everything, but we know a lot, the so-called multiple accomplice theory can be ruled out. 5 years on, the Kampusch case continues to cause embarrassment for Austrian justice officials. 5 senior state prosecutors are under investigation on suspicion of abuse of office. It's alleged they ignored crucial evidence resulting from police investigations, evidence which might have led police to Natascha's prison cell years before her escape. A decision on whether the case goes to trial is expected soon. Meanwhile, for now, Natascha Kampusch is avoiding the media spotlight, except for carefully managed appearances, like this one on her own website, which she calls Natascha Kampusch's World.
Welcome to my world. I'm so pleased you're taking a look at my website. Here you'll find updates on press interviews and TV programs about me, and soon I'll make it known here which charitable projects I'd like to support.
Natascha's autobiography, 3,096 Days, has sold 400,000 copies in the German language and has been translated into 16 languages. The publicity spotlight will shine on her again next year when filming of her life story begins. Germany's Constantin Film Company has been working with her on the script, and the film was to have been directed by Bernd Eichinger. After his sudden death earlier this year, the project seemed in doubt, but the company has confirmed it will go ahead. The fascination with her story dates from her very first television interview, given just 2 weeks after her escape. In it, she told how she'd always hung on to hope.
I made a pact with my inner self that it would happen, and that this small 12-year-old girl would be free.
Natascha Kampusch now owns the house in the village outside Vienna where she was kept prisoner. She says she does not want it falling into the wrong hands and becoming some sort of macabre museum. She lives in Vienna and is studying to become a goldsmith. Kerry Skyring, Deutsche Welle Radio, Vienna.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the programme. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.